number two.
Item number two is a subdivision and rezoning for 540 Region Avenue West under file DASZ 6 of 2009. In accordance with the City of Winnipeg Charter and the Development Procedures Bylaw, this is a combined hearing, and the following item will be also heard at the same time, namely, item three, which is an application for a variance for the same premises under file DAV 109208/2009D.
Okay. The item is before us. We will hear, if you could read both items into the record, we'll hear both items at the same time concurrently.
I just did.
You did? Oh, you read item, the variance as well? Okay,
yeah.
I'm sorry. All right. We have registered in support Mr. Devlin, Carrington Homes. All right, would you like to come forward and speak to the committee? Did you register?
Yes, I'm
Brian Mansky.
Yes.
Okay, so you're here. Oh, I'm sorry. Okay, so you're here from actually in support.
In support, providing the information on this.
That's good. So I'm going to mark you as in support then.
Yes.
Not information. Okay, Mr. Mansky, you're here speaking on behalf of. You have a client, I take it.
Yes, we do.
Could you speak
on behalf of Carl Devlin.
Okay.
My name is Brian Mansky, and my address is 1320 Somerville Avenue.
Okay. Again, we give up to 10 minutes, and you don't have to use it all, but go ahead.
Certainly. Mr. Devlin has purchased property on the corner of Bismarck and Regent Avenue, and we have developed a plan for him to convert this singular lot into a 12-unit apartment building. We've applied for a zoning change in regards to this, and we've made application for certain variances to allow this building to be constructed on this site. We have held two community information sessions, and one was held on the 29th of March, and we have record of the persons that attended this information meeting. A second information meeting was held, and we had no attendees at the second information meeting. Flyers were sent out to 65 houses in the immediate vicinity of this property for the two occasions to attend and obtain information about the development of this site.
Okay. All right, and you've seen the administrative report?
Yes, we have.
For us today, and any issues or concerns regarding that?
No issues or concerns concerning the report.
Okay. All right, any questions? Councillors?
No.
I don't have any questions at this time, but again, Mr. Mansky, as the applicant, you'll have an opportunity to respond if you hear, if there are any. There's one person, I believe, registered in opposition, so I will call those. So thank you very much.
Thank you.
Thanks. Also registered in support, Carl Devlin. Did you wish to speak, Mr. Devlin, or just register in support? Okay, registered in support. Carla Devlin, Carrington Homes, also registered in support. Did you wish to speak, or just register in support? W. Porter, registered in support. Did you wish to speak, Mr. Porter? Just registered in support. Okay, thank you. Maggie Ozarko, is she here? She left. If she was here, she left. Registered in support, so but she can't be counted because she's not here. Jason, okay. So those are the ones registered in support. Anybody else registered in support who hasn't registered? Seeing none. Registered in opposition, Jason Savage. Mr. Savage, registered in opposition. Did you wish to speak, sir, or just register in opposition? Okay, thank you. Anybody else registered here in opposition who has not done so already? Seeing none. Anybody here registered for information who hasn't filled out a slip? Anybody registered for information? No. All right, Mr. Mansky, if you'd like to come forward again, we may have some questions. This is Mr. Winthrop, who's the area planner. Sorry for not introducing you earlier, John. I have a question regarding your application. You've applied for a zoning for an RMU, commercial mixed use, and I think when you advertised it to the residents in the area, it was advertised as a multiple family, was it not?
It was, let's see, it was advertised as, the information given out was it was on an RMM.
RM?
RM. Yeah, it was on an RM. Yeah, this is an apartment.
As an apartment block, okay.
Yeah.
I guess my only concern here is the zoning would allow for commercial, which would also require, you know, the need for more parking. Do you have any issue with it being approved but subject to RMFF, residential multiple family, versus RMU?
No problem with that.
Okay, all right. And you are building a flat roof, is that right?
Low slope roof.
A low slope roof. Oh, okay, so yes. It's not a tar roof.
No, the intention is to build a low slope standing seam metal roof.
Oh, that's it there. Okay, can we have a look at it?
Okay, yeah.
Oh, I see.
It's a very low slope roof.
It's a very slow pitch. Okay.
Yeah, from eye level at street level, it'll look like it's got a flat roof.
Okay.
But a standing seam metal roof is more durability, less maintenance than a tar and gravel roof.
Okay. All right. And the parking?
And the parking is...
Do you have it on that?
We have it on that. Would you like a site plan?
If you have one.
Shows this.
Thank you.
Anybody else?
We have space on this lot for, we've allocated 9 parking spaces, plus a garbage space and bicycle space.
What's the rationale for not having having an opening in the middle there, having a break in the parking?
Having a break in the parking is some access from the parking stalls to the rear entry of the building.
Oh, I see. There's no other rear entry otherwise.
No,
the back
no.
Lane.
This
okay.
is there's a center hall running through the building.
Okay.
So it's a front door, back door.
So perpendicular parking off the lane.
That's correct.
Okay. All right. And Mr. Wintrop, what would be the zoning if it was an RMF zoning? What would it be specifically?
RMFM.
Residential multiple family medium?
Yes.
Okay.
That would fit.
And how many units would that allow?
That would allow what they're applying for, which is, I believe, 12 units.
So you would not have no issue if I limited you to 12 units and three
nope.
stories?
No issues with that.
Okay. And with the roof as presented, so what kind of pitch is that? How many feet?
It's about a 1 in 12 slope. 1 inch and 12 inches, 1 foot 12 feet.
I see. And in English?
How
much higher is that by the middle? Of 1 foot,
by the middle,
2 foot?
Probably it'd be under 2 feet.
Under 2 feet by the time it reaches its center.
Reaches
okay.
It.
All right. Okay. Any questions, Mr. Wintrop? Did you have any issues? Or?
Just to let you know that the maximum building height under RFMM is 60 feet.
Does that work?
It does.
Okay.
We're well under that height.
All right. All right, so you would have no issue if I restricted you to 3 stories and the low slope roof that you've presented?
No issues.
Okay, and 12 units. And parking, Mr. Wintrop, so the public service supports this?
Yes.
Okay.
Supported the variance of the parking as well.
All right, and it will have to come back here for site plan approval?
Yes, that's one of the recommended clauses, that's the only clause we're recommending actually as a condition of approval, site plan approval here at the community committee.
And that's fine
by
yourself?
Fine.
Okay. All right, I don't have any other questions, councillors. Councillor Thomas?
No.
Okay, thanks. Thanks, Mr. Maskey.
Thank you.
Councillor Verwati, if you want to take the chair. I'll move that the report of the Winnipeg Public Service be taken as read.
Aye.
I'll move that receipt of public representations be concluded.
Aye.
I'll move that the public service recommendation be concurred in with the and with the following amendment, though, so it would have to go to the Standing Committee of Property and Development, that the zoning be a change from an RMU to an RMFM, RMF-M, and that the property be limited to a maximum of 12 units. And to a maximum of 3 stories with the said low slope or low gradient roof as presented to the committee today.
All in favor?
Aye.
And supporting reasons I'll move is number one, impressed that the applicant has not just held one public open house but actually held 2 public open houses. On different days to allow the public to attend. I believe one was in the evening and one was on a Saturday or on a weekend. So that was very positive. We can get that later.
Go ahead.
Okay. Clearly, there is support in the neighborhood for the change. The project will no doubt. Enhance the street side appearance of the road right now. It is on a major regional street, four-lane traffic. You've done good consultation with the residents. There was one person here in opposition. But having said that, normally I've seen applications like this where there has been dozens of people in opposition and the opposition was not here tonight. Clearly, you've talked to residents, you've spoken to them about the change, and you've received support in the neighborhood. The fact that you have the administration support, I think, is very positive, and clearly it is consistent with Plan Winnipeg. There's also demand for rental units in the Transcona area, and this is, I understand, going to be rental, though we're not requiring that, but it is, from what I understand, it's going to be rental. Furthermore, the requirement is for parking off the back lane will have to be paved parking, not gravel, and as well access provided. This will be subject to a site approval, so this committee will have another chance to ensure that that the landscaping is done to a higher standard than what we're normally expected in the past, and improving the look and the feel of the community, which clearly is the case. And I think the final and most important reason is at a time when we're facing some slowdown in the economy, this still shows strong confidence with regards to development in our community and ensuring that we see that neighborhood redevelopment on existing in an existing neighborhood versus a green raw piece of land that's never been developed before. This is an investment in an existing neighborhood, which is always difficult to do because you have existing neighbors who've been there for years, but clearly you've won their support, so by and large. So those are the supporting reasons, and I'll move that support.
Nope.
Just wanted to reiterate most of what Councillor, actually everything Councillor Lyde said. To get input development is challenging, difficult, and the fact that there's no opposition here is obviously done your homework. And I want to thank you for taking that extra effort. So I will be supporting today as well. Motion been heard. All those in favor?
Aye.
Opposed? Carried.
I'll move that the public hearing with respect to this application be concluded.
All those in favor?
Aye.
Opposed?